USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The Fort Worth police officer that shot a woman to death inside her own home is resigning.
My intent was to meet with him today to terminate his employment with the Fort Worth Police Department. However, the officer tendered his resignation this morning before we met.
Aaron Dean turning in his badge this morning, hours before Fort Worth Interim Police Chief Ed Krause is going to fire him. Dean shot Antonia Jefferson Saturday morning after being called to her home for a welfare check. She was reportedly playing a video game with her nephew when she was killed. Dean could face charges over that death. A jury finding a Georgia police officer that shot and killed a naked and unarmed African-American man not guilty of murder. Robert Chip Olson was found guilty, however, on charges of aggravated assault, making false statements, and violation of oath. Olson fatally shot Anthony Hill, a 26-year-old Afghanistan war veteran who was suffering from bipolar disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Negotiations continue in the nearly month-old United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. GM offering to build an electric pickup at the Detroit Assembly Plant, which is one of four idled factories in the United States. Labor expert Dr. Anthony Schwartz believes that round-the-clock negotiations are necessary to end the UAW strikes against GM.
You go to the main table, and there aren't 30 people in the room either when you do this. There's a limited number of people, so you can actually negotiate and you get it done, and you go round the clock until you get it done.
Going around the world, Turkey vowing to press its attack on Kurdish forces in spite of Syrian forces racing to defend the border. President Erdogan says they're determined to finish the job they started. President Trump ordering the Pentagon to safely and quickly withdraw about 1,000 U.S. troops from the area. New progress on California's biggest fire as more people find out their home is gone. At least 75 homes were damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area. Evacuees allowed to return home over the weekend as crews now have that fire 43% contained. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Family members identifying the man that was pulled from the wreckage of a hotel collapse in New Orleans. Nova Espinoza identified the recovered body as her 49-year-old husband, Anthony Moret. Espinoza says she dropped her husband off to work at the construction site for the Hard Rock Hotel, although he wasn't supposed to work. Police and rescue crews still searching for one person that's believed to be trapped inside. More violence in Hong Kong. USA Radio's Wendy King has an update.
Police in riot gear chased down demonstrators who decided not to stage one big protest. Instead, they divided into smaller groups all over the city. Pro-democracy rallies have been going on for months, with Chinese officials growing more and more impatient. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CBS's Face the Nation he's disappointed the NBA apologized for a tweet that a Houston Rockets official had sent in support of the protesters.
It was really sad to see an American company and indeed a global sports league like the NBA being dragooned into censoring the free speech of American citizens in the interest of big bucks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden is telling all. Hunter Biden talks about his business dealings in Ukraine and China and reacts to President Trump's attack in a new sit-down interview. That all airs tomorrow on ABC's Good Morning America, just hours before Joe Biden takes the debate stage. And Elton John's new book comes out tomorrow. It's titled Me. It references his friendship with Michael Jackson. This is USA Radio News.